Thank you for calling customer support. This is Morgan speaking. How can I help you?
Yeah, that was apparently I just got a fraudulent charge alert on my account, and I was calling. What do you guys do?
So the number you're calling, we're a third-party call center. We represent for multiple companies. I can try to pull up a charge using your zip code and first and last name.
Okay, my zip code is 34473.
34473.
Yes, ma'am, and my name is Robbie Balthaser. RobbyBalthaser.
And you said your first name was Robbie?
Yes, ma'am.
Could it
R-O-B-B-Y?
Be
under,
could it be under Mandy with the same last name? M-A-N-D-I?
Yeah, that's my wife, yeah.
Yes, sir. So I don't have an account for Robbie. I have an account for Mandy. Could you verify the mailing address?
13430 Southwest 3rd Court, Ocala.
And it looks like there was a order that was placed for a tactical bag for the 574 shipping and handling.
Well, this charge says $67.32.
Yes, sir. Give me one moment.
Okay. It says purchase amount $67.32. Yeah, that's all. I think
yes, $5. Sorry, it looks like there was two separate orders that was placed. One was for Robbie and one was for Mandy, but it all had the same like information entered.
Yeah, it was like $5 and some change each one of them. It was not $67.32.
Yes, sir. So whenever you place that order, that's a entry gift into a subscription, which would have been the $67.32. There would have been a email.
Yeah, it did not say anything about a subscription on there.
Yes, sir. That's in the terms and conditions. There would have been a voucher that was would have been emailed to RWBALTHASER at Hotmail.
Yeah, let me check my email.
There would have been a voucher that was emailed for $125, and that goes towards any purchase on our website. However, we can go ahead and have this account canceled. That stops any future billings. I can also give you a cancellation number.
Yes. Can you email that to me?
So sometimes we cancel the accounts. There's a cancellation email that gets sent automatically, but we don't really have any control over the emails. So I would only have to give you the cancellation number.
Okay, hang on 1 second. Okay, go ahead.
So it's going to be C as in Charlie or Cat.
Yes, ma'am.
26-07-36-93-1.
That's it?
That's correct.
Okay, do I have to do anything about the 6732 charge?
That charge was declined.
Oh, it was declined?
That's correct. That charge shows as declined.
Okay, all right. Then I'll just double check with them because it was just notifying me like fraudulent. And it said it was charged today. And I was like, I ain't been nowhere today. And I didn't recognize the thing. I found the phone number was in part of the charge at the end of it where it said like Opt High Vol or something like that. With just, you know, y'all's number in there.
Yes, sir.
So, all right. All right,
yes,
well,
sir.
Thank you very much. Is it going to try and do this again another time?
That cancellation stops any future billings.
Yeah, but the one in my wife's name, too, is it going to cancel that one, too?
I cancel both of them.
Oh, okay. All right. Well, thank you very much.
Yes, sir. Thanks for all my customer support. You have a great day.
You too.
Bye-bye.